WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, amazing people. This is Riley Hart, your daily dose of real talk on high-value women, standards, and self-worth daily. And you know what? Today's topic is something we all struggle with at some point. Letting go of the past and practicing forgiveness. It can be tough, right? Like holding onto a grudge feels like a shield sometimes, but let me tell you, it actually weighs us down more than anything else. Ever feel that? You're carrying this weight around, thinking about all the hurt, the anger, the what-ifs, and it's stopping you from truly moving forward and living your best life. Now, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or saying everything was okay. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional grip of the past. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness is letting go of that poison so you can heal and move on. So, how do we actually do it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey towards forgiveness and freedom. 1. Acknowledge your pain. First things first, don't try to ignore or suppress your feelings. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, anger, sadness, whatever comes up. Bottling it all up just creates more pressure. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even crying it out can be incredibly helpful in acknowledging and processing those difficult emotions. 2. Understand their perspective. This doesn't mean making excuses for their actions, but trying to see things from their point of view. Maybe they were hurting too, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they weren't aware of the impact of their words or actions. Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you find compassion and empathy, which are essential ingredients for forgiveness. 3. Choose to forgive. This is where the real work begins. Forgiveness isn't a feeling, it's a conscious decision. It takes courage and strength to let go of resentment and bitterness. You may need to repeat affirmations like, I choose to forgive, or write a letter to the person that you don't have to send, expressing your feelings and releasing them. 4. Don't expect an apology. Forgiveness doesn't require an apology from the other person. Sometimes, people aren't capable of acknowledging their mistakes or taking responsibility for their actions. That doesn't mean your need for forgiveness is any less valid. Remember, you're doing this for yourself, not for them. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is a tough journey, and it's okay to have setbacks. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and celebrate your progress. Remember that forgiving others starts with forgiving yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Picture this. You're at a dinner party, years after someone deeply hurt you. They show up, and you have 2 choices. You can either tense up, avoid eye contact, or even lash out, reliving the pain all over again. Or, you choose to approach them with a genuine smile, engage in conversation, and remind yourself that holding on to anger has served no purpose. Maybe they've changed, maybe they haven't, but by choosing forgiveness, you've freed yourself from the chains of the past and opened up space for growth, healing, and new connections. So, there you have it. 5 powerful steps to help you practice forgiveness and let go of the past. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move forward with lightness and grace. Ready to embrace this journey? Start by identifying 1 small thing from your past that you can forgive today. A friend who hurt you, a situation that left you feeling bitter, even something as simple as your younger self for making a mistake. Then, take a deep breath, repeat those affirmations, and feel the weight lifting. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Tag us on social media. I want to hear your stories and journey towards forgiveness. Let's spread some positivity and empower each other to live our best lives. Until tomorrow, remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and freedom from the past.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.